From Birmingham, I'm Miranda Fulmore. Alabama voters go to the polls tomorrow to decide who makes it to the general election in the fall. Republicans will choose among 9 candidates for governor and 6 candidates for the open Senate seat. WBHM's Cody Short checked in with Republican voters to hear their thoughts on the primaries.
First, Kay Ivey. She's the incumbent and has been Alabama's governor for the last 5 years. Her campaign slogan? The best is yet to come, and she's currently leading in some polls with about 40% of the votes. Trailing behind her are 2 candidates who have never served in public office before. But Matt Carroll says they speak to a lot of the values that Republican voters care about.
Well, you know, Tim James has had some momentum. I would say Lindy Blanchard's got more momentum right now, though. We've had some good candidates that all talk about different issues.
Carroll was at the Mid-Alabama Republican Club Gubernatorial Forum, where the top 6 candidates were invited to talk to voters. Ivy, who notoriously does not show up to these types of events, and Tim James was not there. Carroll says that he's for anyone that's not Kay Ivey.
We just need better overall administration from the very top to work its way down. But we need to figure out how to manage the money better with our schools and our prisons.
Other Republicans say Kay Ivey is not conservative enough. Here's Dean Odle, who was also running for governor during the forum.
She is not really a true conservative. She throws us a conservative bone here or there, but what she is a Democrat in Republican clothing, and that's it. And we've got to make a change.
And voter Matt Carroll agrees with Odle. He says Alabamians have a lot to worry about right now, and Ivy isn't helping.
If they're concerned about the price of gas, if they're concerned about the price of groceries, if they're just concerned about overall inflation, and they don't want a Kay Ivey, because she's kind of the equivalent of someone that's unable to govern her office. She depends on her staff, and it's more like a Joe Biden in Alabama is what you got there. So
Kay Ivey is noted as one of the most conservative governors in the country. Here's one of her campaign ads.
She's tough as nails on illegal immigration.
My message to Biden, no way, Jose.
Ivy banned transgender sports and surgeries.
The left is probably offended. So be it.
And other voters aren't buying the anti-Kay Ivey argument. Here's former Alabama GOP chairwoman Terry Lathan.
The fact of the matter is that Alabama is one of the reddest states in the nation. You know, we have one of the largest Republican state parties in the nation. We are one of the most pro-life states in the nation.
To be clear, Lathan isn't endorsing anyone for governor, but
the data shows us that Governor Ivey is always ranked in the top 10 of popularity.
There are 6 Democrats in the running for governor, but this state hasn't put a Democrat in that office in nearly 25 years. The other hot race in the state's primary election is the Senate seat. 6 Republicans and 3 Democrats are in the running. Senator Richard Shelby, who has served for 36 years, is stepping down. He endorsed his former chief of staff, Katie Britt, as the next U.S. Senator. And in recent weeks, Britt has been leading in the polls. If she wins the race, she'll make history as the first woman elected to that office. But Britt's gender isn't resonating with all conservative voters. Lathan says someone's identity isn't enough for her to vote for them.
I don't vote for people because of their gender. I don't vote for people because of where they live. I don't vote for people for a checklist reason. I vote for someone because they have a track record, or I believe they will carry the principles that are dear to me.
Instead, Lathan says she is voting for Mo Brooks. Brooks has been a congressman for 11 years, and he's decided to try and make the jump to the Senate. Lately, he's made national headlines for being involved in the January 6th insurrection. Former President Donald Trump originally endorsed him, but withdrew his endorsement once Brooks started slipping in the polls. But to Lathan, Brooks is a true conservative, and she says he has a proven track record.
I've called him the gold standard voting record for the Republican Party. He has held the banner in our standards, our principles, our platform, and he doesn't blink.
Voter Bonnie Salt isn't swayed by the idea of a female candidate making history for the party either.
If I'm going to vote for Mo Brooks, Mo's got a proven record. Irrespective of whose endorsement is whose, he's got a proven record. So I would vote for him because of that.
Whatever the outcome of these primaries, it might take a little longer than usual for voters to see the results. Alabama is debuting a new way of counting votes, and they're expecting some delays. Cody Short, WBHM.